Leading the news this morning, three Australian anti-whaling protesters being held on a Japanese whaling ship are to be released. The men illegally boarded the ship at the weekend. The protesters won't be charged and arrangements are being made for them to be handed over to Australian authorities. A private dawn ceremony has been held in the Queensland town of Grantham to mark the first anniversary of the devastating floods. It's the first of several memorial services for the 19 people who died when a wall of water swept through the Lockyer Valley. 35 people died in the floods and inundated two-thirds of the state and caused billions of dollars in damage. A team of experts will arrive on Christmas Island today to coordinate the clean-up from a stricken ship. The phosphate ship broke its moorings and split in two at the weekend. Phosphate has leaked into the water and oil has started washing up on the beach. A bushfire burning out of control in Western Australia's northwest is threatening local homesteads. Authorities have been evacuating pastoral stations near Carnarvon. The fire has burned through 150,000 hectares of land over the past week. Parts of the northwest coastal highway have also been closed. There have been violent clashes between police and protesters in Nigeria during a nationwide strike over rising fuel prices. One person was shot dead, dozens have been wounded.